弟兄姊妹已经知道今天早晨我要讲什么题目了。
Brothers and sisters knew about my topic this morning.
我们知道在属灵的生活里面，圣洁的生活是非常重要的。
You know that among in our spiritual life, holiness is very important.
本来呢，对于这个题目呢，我也是不太敢讲。
And originally, I did not have much courage to share about this topic.
无论我的生活是得胜或者失败，我都不太敢讲。
No matter whether my private life is victorious or I'm weak, I dare not speak on this topic.
当然，我也听过有的人他们很有自信的讲这个题目。
And of course, I did hear some share on this topic very bravely.
也有人很谦卑的讲这个题目。
Some shared confidently, some shared very humbly.
但今天早晨为什么？我愿意跟弟兄姊妹来讲这个题目呢。
And why is it this morning I'm willing to share about this topic with you?
那是因为当我们回到主的话语里面的时候。
Because if we were to return to the word of God,
我们看见神的恩典。
We realize the grace of God.
我们也知道我们不需要按照自己的感觉来讲，那是按照真理来讲。
And we know that we need not to share according to how we feel, but according to the truth in God's word.
弟兄姊妹们，圣洁的生活是非常重要的生活。
You know that the holy life of holiness is a very important aspect.
但是很可惜，很多神的儿女们对于所谓的圣洁不太关心，有的人也觉得无所谓。
And unfortunately, not very many pay much attention to it.
那么今天早晨呢，我们就一同从主的话语里面来看一看，到底圣洁的生活对我们是如何的重要。
And so this morning, we'd like to look at from in God's word and how important is the life of holiness.
我们请弟兄姊妹和我先读一些的圣经。
Let's turn to some passages in the Bible.
我们先请看。出埃及记第二十八章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 28.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
你要用金金做一个牌，在上面按刻图书之法刻着归耶和华为圣。
Make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it as an honest seal, holy to the Lord.
在中文圣经里面，我们晓得这是唯一的大字大的字。
And holy to the Lord is the only big print in the Chinese Bible.
那这就是对我们一个重要的一个提醒。
And therefore that serves as a good reminder to us.
我们再看利未记。
Leviticus.
利未记第十九章。
Chapter 19.
第一节和第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列全会众说，你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
The Lord said to Moses, speak to the entire assembly of Israel and said to them, be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy.
二十章第二十六节。
Chapter 20, verses 26.
你们要归我为圣，因为我耶和华是圣的。并且叫你们与万民有分别，使你们做我的名。
You are to be holy to me because I, the Lord, am holy, and I have set you apart from the nations to be my own.
我们再看箴言，箴言书第九章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 9.
箴言第九章第十节。
Verse 10.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。认识至圣者，就是认识圣洁者，便是聪明。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章，我们从第一节读到第五节。
Verses 1 through 5.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。其中有撒拉佛四粒，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！ 万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。那时我说，祸灾，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万君之耶和华。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on the throne, high and exalted, and the train of the robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. At the sound of their voices, the doorpost and threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke.Woe to me, I cried, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
哥林多前书第一章第三十节和三十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 1, verses 30 and
31. 三十三十一节。
Verses 30 and 31.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。
It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
希伯来书第十二章第十四节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14.
你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁，没有人能见主。
Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
我们最后请看彼得前书第一章。
Lastly, let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第一节和第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚细亚、匹推尼寄居的，就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人，愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered through Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God and Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkled by his blood, grace and peace be yours in abundance.
在中文的圣经第二节那里哈，那个借着圣灵，那个圣上面有几个点，表示那原文是没有的。
And in verse 2, it says Holy Spirit, but actually it's the Spirit.
我们在这里要和弟兄姊妹们开头的说到，为何我们要追求圣洁的生活。
And to start with, we'd like to share with you why do we need to pursue the life of holiness.
那关于圣洁这个字啊。
And the word holiness.
我们晓得在希伯来的原文里面，它有至少包括两方面的意思在里面。
It has two meanings in the original Greek language.
第一方面的意思，它就是洁净。
On one hand, it is to sanctify.
是 clean.
To cleanse.
第二方面的意思就是分别的意思。
And secondly is to separate.
Separate. 所以有的时候，有的圣徒们就用这个圣别这个字来说明圣洁。
So some would use the term to separate rather than using the term holiness.
那圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
And the Bible very clearly tells us.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
That our God is holy God.
这个呢有两方面的，也有两方面的意思。
It also speaks of two meanings.
一方面来讲，就是他的本性就是圣洁。
On one hand, his nature of, is holy.
所以弟兄姊妹们，在整个宇宙的当中
，Therefore, in the entire universe,
这告诉我们，只有神是圣洁的。
It says that only God is holy.
啊，我们晓得在堕落的这个世界中间
，That in this corrupt mankind,
任何的人、任何的事、任何的物，没有一样东西是圣洁的。
There's no one, nothing that is holy.
所以只有神是圣洁的。
So only God is holy.
那么他不仅他是圣洁的
，And not only God is holy.
弟兄姊妹们，第二方面，他要做一个分别的工作。
And he wants to do the work of separation.
他乃是用他自己的性情，在这个堕落的世界里面做分别的工作。
And he's using his nature to do the work of separation in this corrupt world.
我们知道什么叫做不洁呢
？And we know what is unclean.
在圣经里面给我们看见，凡是属于魔鬼的。
And in the Bible, it says of whichever belongs to Satan.
或者魔鬼的自己
or Satan himself,
所有一切属于他的都是不洁净
and all that belong to it is unclean,
或者经过他所败坏的事物也都是不洁净
and everything that's corrupted by him is unclean.
那么弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters,
我们知道虽然这个世界呢被魔鬼把它弄堕落
and we know that even though the world was corrupted by Satan,
但是神没有放弃
but God did not, let go of it.
虽然整个世界都变成污秽，变成充满罪恶。
Even though the whole world is corrupt and filled with evil,
但是神人就愿意进到这样的光景中。
But God was willing to enter into such circumstances.
他人就要叫他自己的心意能够得着实现。
That his will, his purpose may be fulfilled.
所以神要在这个污秽败坏的世界中间做分别的工作。
And therefore, God is doing the work of separation in this world of corruption.
这就是为什么在旧约圣经里面神一再的向以色列百姓宣告说耶和华神是圣洁的
And that's why in the Old Testament continually the Lord said to proclaim to the Israel people saying that God is the Lord God Almighty is holy
我们晓得这句话在旧约圣经里面摩西五经里面讲到了许多次
that it was mentioned many times in the first five books of Moses
神为什么不厌其烦的一再的向他的百姓说我耶和华神是圣洁的
And why is it the Lord continually to tell his people that I the Lord Almighty is holy?
因为神在这个污秽的世界里面他要做分别为圣的工作
because he is to do the work of separation in this world of corruption
所以当神说这句话的意思
and when he says such, say such statement
就因为这个整个世界都是污秽
it is because of the entire world is corrupted
都是不洁净的
it is unclean
所以神来了神说我耶和华神是圣洁的
therefore he said I have come and I am holy
那就是说我的性质和那个世界堕落上的情况完全不一样
that my nature is completely different from that of the world.
那我们晓得神在天下的万国中间拣选了以色列这个民族。
And we know that among all nations, God had chosen the nation of Israel.
当神把以色列的百姓从埃及带出来之后
When God led Israelites out of Egypt,
到了西乃的旷野
and went to the wilderness of Sinai.
那么在那里神就向他的百姓宣告他是圣洁的神。
And God proclaimed to his people that he is holy.
然后他要求他的选民也要分别为圣
that he commanded and required his people to be separated
弟兄姊妹当我们读摩西五经的时候
and when we read the first five books of the Old Testament
我们看见这是五经里面整个内容中间非常重要的一部分
and we realize that's an important part of this book of Moses
神要求他所拣选的百姓
And God required that his people, the people he's chosen,
从一切外表不洁净的事物中分别出来
to be separated from all that is unclean.
当然在旧约时代中这只是个预表
And in the Old Testament, it is but a sign.
当我们把摩西五经读过之后
And when we read the first, the five books of Moses,
哎呀，我们觉得说这是何等复杂、何等繁复的一种情形
And we think it's quite complicated.
所以有的时候我们读摩西五经困难的读不下去的
And sometimes it is hard to finish those books
啊，神好像不厌其烦的每一件事物都要说得那么清楚
It seems like God would try to tell everything in such detail
神要他们这班人成为圣民
And because God wants them to be holy people
啊，然后神所赐给他们那块地 要成为圣地。
And the land that God was to give them was to be holy land.
然后他们穿的衣服要分别为圣。
And they need to, sanctify the clothes that they were wearing.
他们吃的东西要分别为圣。
And they need to sanctify the food they eat.
如果你把利未记里面呢关于这些记载读一读的话呢
If you read about such recording in the book of Leviticus,
哎呀我们就发觉做以色列人不容易啊。
And you will realize it's not easy to be a people of Israel.
啊这个可以吃那个不可以吃。
And you can eat this, but you cannot eat that.
啊什么是圣洁的什么是不洁的。
And what is clean, what is unclean?
这个盗掘的分蹄的是洁净的
and
盗掘这个
animals like camels that you know
camel 不洁净的我们知道牛和羊是洁净的
sorry there are certain animals that's clean and certain that's not
那么呢这个盗掘的不分蹄的也不行分蹄不盗掘的也不行哎呀你读的时候你觉得真是真是很麻烦的啊那么还有这些鸟类啊那个什么鹰这个鹰那个鹰不可以吃那么有的是可以吃啊弟兄姊妹们
And some birds you can eat and some hawks and you cannot
啊这个水里面的水族有鳞有刺的可以吃这个无鳞无刺的不能吃
And the fish with scales you can eat and those without you cannot
啊感谢神
And we thank the Lord
今天我们活在新约时代中
That today we live in the New Testament
啊如果我们还活在旧约时代里面
And if we still live in the Old Testament time
那弟兄姊妹们很多好吃东西你都不能吃了
And there is many things good delicious food you cannot eat
啊不仅这样他们住的地方也需要圣别
And not only that, the place where they dwell need to be sanctified
他们的行动也需要分别
And their behavior, their action need to be sanctified
连他们的家里的牲畜
And even the animals they have
啊，他们的家具
And their furnitures
各式各样的物品
Everything that's in the home
他们的婚姻
Their marriage
他们的亲情的关系
Their relationships
啊，然后呢他们和地上的万民都要分别
They need to separate it from all the people of this world
和地上所有的国度都不一样
And they're so different from all the nations of this world
啊，我们看见神在那里借着摩西对着他所拣选的百姓有这么多的一些的要求
And we see that God has so much requirement for his people that was commanded from Moses
这说明了神心中一个很重要的一个意念因为他是圣洁的他要叫他的百姓也圣洁
And spoke of something very important in his heart and that is that he is holy and he wants his people to be holy
那么当他的百姓沾染了污秽怎么办呢
And when they're in contact with something that's unclean what do they do
啊，当然那里有讲到要去献祭
And they need to offer up sacrifice
用牛羊的血把这个罪遮盖住
They need to cover their sin with the blood of a sheep
那有的时候你得着病了你大麻风啊
And sometimes if we have a disease,
这个
leprosy,
然后呢还有长癣身上长癣
or you have rash on your skin,
还有什么漏疹
or hemorrhaging,
flux, 那个这漏疹啊，那么这些东西呢，你都要到祭司的跟前呢。那么去献祭来洁净
And you all need to come before the priest to be cleaned
那个手续呢是非常非常的复杂的
And the process is very complicated
并且你还要被隔离
And you need to be separated as well
啊，那么祭司呢这个每过七天呢去看一看
And so every 7 days the priest would go and take a look
啊，如果洁净了才能叫他重新回到营里面
If they're healed, they're clean, then they can come back to the camp
甚至有的严重了
And some are very severe
如果你沾染那个污秽
And if you're in touch with it
你就要用石头打死
And you will be stoned to death
所以弟兄姊妹当我们在读旧约摩西五经的时候
Therefore, when we read the books of Moses,
我们看见神在这里有非常严厉的要求
And we realize that God has very severe requirement
要求他的百姓跟这个世界有完全的分别
It is his requirement his people be separated completely from the world
因为神一再的宣告说耶和华神是圣洁的
Because continually he proclaimed that he is holy
那弟兄姊妹到了新约时代中间
And when we come to the New Testament,
我们晓得这个圣洁人就是 重要。
And we realize that holiness is still very important.
神的要求人就是非常的高超的。
That his command, his requirement is still very high.
神一样要求新约神的百姓要过圣洁的生活。
He continued to ask the people of the New Testament to be holy.
希伯来书第十二章的那一句话，我想我们都很清楚。
And we're very familiar with Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14.
他说：“非圣洁人就不能见神。”
He says that without holiness, no one will see God.
所以神要我们追求圣洁。
Therefore, God wants us to pursue holiness.
那弟兄姊妹们，这里就告诉我们。圣洁的生活是跟亲近神的生活有绝对的一个关系在那里。
And therefore here it tells us that to draw near to God, it has something to do with the life of holiness.
我们都知道亲近神的生活是多么的宝贵。
And we know the life of drawing near to God is so important and precious.
在我们的生活中如果充满神的同在。
If God's presence were to fill our lives,
那实在是最大的祝福。
And that would be the greatest blessing.
但是神怎么样能把他的同在来赐给我们呢？
How is it that God is able to give us his presence?
神要求圣洁。
He requires holiness.
就神说如果不圣洁你根本不能见神的。
Because he says, without holiness, you cannot see God.
所以因此就告诉我们如果我们的生活是不圣洁的弟兄姊妹们你亲近神有问题。
And therefore he says, it will have a problem for you to draw nigh to God if you're not holy.
所以在新约时代中
Therefore in the New Testament,
圣洁的生活人就是我们属灵生活中间非常重要的一个生活。
The life of holiness is still a very important practice in our spiritual life.
啊，我想我们现在都知道这个圣洁的重要。
And now we all know the importance of holiness.
那我们如何来追求这个圣洁的生活呢？
But how do we pursue the life of holiness?
那么对于我们来讲今天在新约时代中什么样的一种情形叫做圣洁呢？
Now, in the New Testament, what kind of condition is regarded holy?
我想首先头一个点可能我们有一个错误的观念。
And I think we have a misconcept.
因为呢我们把圣洁看作是一个行为的表现。
Because we regard holiness to be something that is only behavior.
那其实从圣经里面来看呢，圣洁是本质的问题，不是行为的问题。
But in the Bible, what we see is the nature, not just the behavior.
但是如果你有这种本质的话呢，你就自然会有那种行为。
If you have the nature and the quality of holiness, you will outflow naturally the actions, the behavior of holiness.
所以因此，首先我们对于圣洁，我们所注重的乃是那个本质的问题。
Therefore, when you talk about holiness, well, we want to pay attention to our nature, our character first.
我们来衡量的时候，不是首先根据于这个行为的问题。
We do not see it from a behavior perspective.
我们都知道，今天在这个世界中有很多宗教啊。
And we know that there's so many different religions throughout the world.
在他们各个不同的宗教里面，都有所谓的圣人。
And within all these different kind of religion that you have saints.
那么他们是怎么样来衡量这些人把他们称作圣人的呢？
And how do they deem anyone to be a saint?
我想大部分都是这样，是根据什么？根据他的行为。
It is based on his or her behavior.
根据他所做的事情。
It is based on what he has done.
所以因此在宗教里面就产生了所谓的这种的克制修行的这种行为出来。
And therefore, throughout different kinds of religion, you see the practice of self-control.
啊，我们要控制自己。
You need to practice self-control.
有些东西不能碰，不能摸。
You cannot touch certain things.
有的事情不能做。
You cannot do certain things.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
其实呢，圣经告诉我们。
But in actuality, the Bible tells us.
圣洁不是靠着克制。
The holiness does not depend on our self-control.
更不是靠着所谓的修行。
And it's not by our conduct.
啊，今天有的宗教呢，他们这个讲究这个少吃或者不吃啊。
And some religion would preach about what to eat or to eat little.
啊，所以他们感觉说，一个人呢，如果能少吃，就比较圣洁。
So if one were to eat less, then he would be more holy.
最好是不吃就更圣洁。
And he were to fast, then he's more holy.
啊，所以像我们这些哈，这个多吃多喝的人呢，根本就不圣洁。
So those of us who drink more and eat more are not holy.
那其实弟兄姊妹们，你多吃
少吃不吃都不圣洁。
But brother and sister, you know whether how much you eat and what you eat, it just, your holiness does not depend on that.
有的东西你看了不圣洁，你不看也不圣洁。
And some of the things, if you were to look at it, you're not holy. And when you don't look at it, you're still not holy.
所以在基督徒中间普遍也有这种思想。
So it is a concept throughout Christians as well.
假使一个基督徒啊。
And if we have a Christian,
他也不抽烟。
He does not smoke.
他也不喝酒。
He does not drink.
他也不打牌。
He does not play poker.
他也不跳舞。
He does not dance.
那么他也不看电影。
He does not watch movies.
他也不看电视。
Nor does he watch television.
他也不看报纸。
Nor newspapers.
他也不看小说。
Nor novels.
读者文摘也不看。
Not even Reader's Digest.
哇，我们说他真是圣洁啊。
Then we would say, wow, he's holy.
其实弟兄姊妹们，从圣经的观点上来看，即使你全部都不看，人就是不圣洁。
But brothers and sisters, from the perspective of the Bible, whatever you do, not, even that you don't do all these, you're still unholy.
当然，你看多了，那是不圣洁。
Of course, if you to look at these too much, you're not holy, definitely.
有的东西呢，弟兄姊妹少碰，是叫我们感觉比较稍微清洁一点，会洁净一点，生活会洁净一点。
Some of the things, if we don't touch or do, perhaps we might feel more holy.
但是呢。无论你做多做少都是 不洁净。
But no matter how much you do or not, you are still unholy.
所以基督徒的生活不是靠着克制，不是靠着修行。
And therefore, the life of a Christian does not depend solely on your self-control.
我年轻的时候呢，
And when I was young,
我想我也是被这种宗教的这种观念所控制的。
And I was controlled by such concept of religion.
假使这一个礼拜我也没看电影，也没看电视。
If throughout the week I did not watch television or movie,
那我礼拜天来聚会的时候呢，哎呀，我就感觉我很圣洁。
And when I come to my meeting on Sunday, I felt I'm pretty holy.
所以我祷告的时候呢，声音就很大。
So I pray louder.
那弟兄姊妹们，因为我们完全不明白什么叫做真正的圣洁。
And that is because we do not understand what is true holiness.
这是世界上宗教要求的东西。
That is the holiness of the religion.
道德上面也要求这个东西。
And of course, morality also commands such standard.
但是这些呢，在神的眼中来看，都没有什么价值。
But nothing, none of these things are valuable in God's eyes.
所以先知告诉我们说，
And therefore the prophet tells us,
人的义啊，在神的眼中来看，只不过是什么呀？破旧的衣服。
That the righteousness of man is but a ragged cloth before God.
你想一想看，当人堕落之后。
And if you were to think after the corruption of man,
我们这个人的本质就变成不洁净。
Our nature has become unclean.
你周围所有一切的环境都是不洁净。
Everything surrounds us is unclean.
因为我们是活在一个堕落的世界的里面。
Because we're living in this corrupt world.
你在这样的光景中，你怎么样能够过洁净的生活呢？
And how is it that you're able to live a holy life in such environment?
是不可能的一件事情。
It is almost impossible.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们要如何来追求圣洁的生活呢？
Then brother and sister, how can we pursue the life of holiness?
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
哥林多前书第一章第三十节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
弟兄姊妹，我们做基督徒要牢牢地记住。
That is the verse that we need to commit to memory.
好不好？我们请大家打开圣经，我们再来读。
Let's turn to that passage again.
哥林多前书第一章三十节。
First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30.
好，我们大家先用中文同声读一遍，好不好
？Let's read together in Chinese first.
三十一，好，两节一起读。
Verse 30 and 31.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。请用英文读一遍。
Let's read it in English. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord.
这句话实在是极大的恩典。
That is a great grace.
今天我们能在基督耶稣里是本乎神，是神把我们放在耶稣基督里。
That today we're able to be in Christ Jesus is because of God. He has put us in Christ Jesus.
然后请你注意下面他讲到四件事情。
Please pay attention to the four things that it mentioned.
是神使他使基督成为我们的什么智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
That God has caused, Jesus has become our wisdom, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
所以这里中间有一个叫做圣洁。
And therefore, among these four, there's the term holiness.
就是神使基督成为我们的圣洁。
God has, caused Jesus to become our holiness.
弟兄姊妹们，因此圣经中给很清楚地告诉我们说圣洁是指着主说的。
And therefore the Bible clearly tells us the holiness speaks of the Lord himself.
所以这里所说的圣洁呢，
And the holiness that's mentioned here,
完全不是一套的理论，也不是一种克己的做法。
It is not a theology, it is not a self-control.
所以因此这告诉我们说呢，在主之外没有真正的圣洁。
And it tells us that apart from God, there is no holiness.
所以世界上没有任何一个人可以凭着自己来宣告他是圣洁的人。
So not one, according to himself, can say himself is holy.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们需要先有这么一个认识。
And therefore we need to have this concept first.
在人类的历史中，没有任何一个人是圣洁的。
That in the history of man, there's not one who is holy.
不管他是哪宗哪教。
No matter which religion they belong to.
就是包括了我们所谓的基督教，也没有圣洁的人。
Even include Christianity, there is no one that is holy.
弟兄姊妹们，很多的时候我想我们有个错误的一个眼光。
And brothers and sisters, sometimes I feel that we have this wrong, concept.
我们只是感觉说呢，有的人呢比我们清洁一点，我们就觉得他圣洁了。
And we feel that if someone is more, seems to be more holy than us, then he is holy.
其实在神的眼中来看，人就是不洁净的。
But in God's eyes, he is still not holy.
因为在这个世界堕落的世界中，没有所谓圣洁的事情。
Because there's nothing that is holy in this world of corruption.
感谢神。
And we thank the Lord.
神借他的儿子把他的性情带给我们了。
That through his son, he has brought us his nature.
所以神使基督成为我们的圣洁。
God has made Jesus our holiness.
啊，所以我们现在敢讲圣洁。
Therefore, we can say now that we are holy.
因为什么呢？因为基督在我们的里面。
Because Christ is in us.
当我们相信耶稣基督的那一天。
And the day when we believe in Jesus.
我们里面就有了圣洁。
We have that holiness within us.
啊，所以呢，我们基督徒被称作是圣徒啊。
And therefore, Christians are being regarded as saints.
啊，所以这个圣徒呢，不是归给是世界上什么一种特殊的人。
And saints, such terminology does not belong to anyone.
乃是归给那些里面有耶稣基督的人。
But it is the title given to those who has Jesus Christ within them.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，现在呢，你知道你我这些信主的人都是圣人呢。
So now you know you and I who believe in the Lord are all saints.
但是我们仍旧要记得，不是我们自己有圣洁，那是基督是我们的圣洁。
But we need to remember it is not we ourselves who are holy, but God in us is holy.
所以因此现在我们很简单的可以知道如何过圣洁的生活。
Therefore now simply we may come to understand how do we pursue this life of holiness.
所以当你活在基督里的时候，
When you are living in Christ,
你就是过圣洁的生活。
Then you are living a holy life.
所以使徒保罗告诉我们说，夸口的当指着主夸口。
Therefore, Apostle Paul tells us those who boast need to boast in the Lord.
啊，不能指着自己的行为来夸口。
We do not boast in our own behaviors.
我们看见在神的百姓中间，常常有时候犯这个错误啊。
We know that it is it's a something that's done throughout Christians.
啊，当一个圣徒他这个也不摸那个也不碰的时候呢，他觉得他是圣洁的。
And when a saint does not touch certain things, he feels that he's holy.
但是弟兄姊妹们，如果我们真正的认识真理。
But if we truly come to know the truth,
我们知道我们没有圣洁的。
We know that we ourselves do not have the holiness.
所以我能圣洁是因为基督。
Today I am holy because of Jesus Christ.
所以夸口的当指着主夸口。
Therefore those who boast need to boast in the Lord.
任何人都不可以凭着自己来夸口。
No one can boast according to himself.
弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we need to
thank the Lord. 今天我们所有在神的跟前能够蒙悦纳。
But today, when we receive the grace before God,
是因为我们的主耶稣基督。
It is all because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，我们不能靠着行为来自夸。
It is not by our action or behavior that we can boast.
你的行为不可能蒙悦纳。
Because your behavior cannot please God.
啊。我们因着我们主耶稣基督的缘故
But because of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们现在可以看见神
We can see God
我们可以亲近神
We can draw near to God
所以基督徒啊，亲近神的秘诀
And therefore the secrets of drawing near to God
那是活在基督里
It is to live in Jesus Christ
啊，你如果你以往的生活是这样
If your past way of living is so
我们希望今天因着主的话我们能够有一个转变
And we hope that there would be a transition in our lives because of God's word
我过去常常听见很多弟兄姊妹这样祷告
In the past I oftentimes hear brothers and sisters pray in such way
啊，这些人不是不爱主他们是爱主的圣徒
And those are people who love God
所以有的时候他们来到主跟前很有感觉、啊、
And then when they come before the Lord They have so much feeling welled up in them
他说主啊像我这样的人、啊、是不配亲近你的
He says Lord people wretched as I am is not worthy to come near to you
所以有点像彼得一样
And they felt like they're like Peter
那么主行了一个神迹一网打上了很多鱼、啊、
And just like Peter when Jesus performed a miracle when they get so much fish
彼得说什么主啊离开我我是个罪人
Peter said Lord depart from me for I'm a sinner
我们晓得这是很好的一个感觉
and we think that this is very good realization
或者有的时候呢、哎、我们觉得主啊今天我可以来亲近你了
and sometimes we feel that Lord I can come near to you today
我们看见在那里我们所有的那个标准呢人就是根据什么根据我们的行为
whatever, however we feel that standard is according to our behavior
但是圣经里告诉我们说什么呢
What the Bible tells us.
你只有活在基督里面。
It is only when you abide in Christ.
你才可以自由地亲近神。
Then you are freely to draw near to God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
And brothers,
在基督里这是一个很大的福气。
That in Christ is a great blessing.
这是我们亲近神生活的一个重要的秘诀。
It is a secret in our drawing near to God.
同时呢我们在基督耶稣里。
And also when we're in Christ.
那就说明了我们不在仇敌的权势中间。
No longer under the realm and dominion of this evil one.
我们与世界与肉体都有分别。
We're separated from this world from our flesh.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你要把你自己从这个世界中分别出来。
You need to separate yourself from this world.
从仇敌的权势中分别出来。
From the rule of the evil one.
从肉体里面分别出来。
To separate yourself from your flesh.
你只有住在基督里。
It's only by abiding in Christ.
它就自然的有分别。
Then naturally there will be a separation.
所以你看，在很多基督徒的经验中都是这样。
So you see that is the truth, in reality, in many of our experiences.
能在主耶稣基督的里面享受那个福分的时候
，when we can enjoy such blessing in Jesus.
哎，他对周遭这些外面的事物，他自然的有一个脱离。
And naturally, he is separated from the things around him.
他不需要咬紧牙根的。
He no longer needs to grind his teeth.
哎呀，我们看见很多神的儿女们呢。
And we see many children of God.
在这个追求圣洁的生活上。
In their pursuit of a life of holiness.
啊，弄得是鼻青眼肿的。
And they're bruised all over.
啊，这些还是努力的圣徒。
And these are Christians who strive so hard.
有的人就觉得说，反正都不干净了，管他去了啊。
And some would feel whatever, everything is unclean. I don't need to pay much attention to it.
弟兄姊妹们，我年轻的时候也是一样，当弟兄们带着我们过这个圣洁的生活的时候。
And brothers and sisters, when I was young, when the elderly brothers led us in the life of holiness.
我们开头时候所受的教导，弟兄们告诉我们说，这个不能做，那个不能做，这个不能碰，那个不能碰。
In the beginning, we were taught not to do this and do that, touch this nor touch that.
弄得我们就好像呢，这个以色列人呢，活在这个西乃山下，活在律法底下，非常痛苦啊。
And we were very painful, feeling like those Israelites living in the wilderness.
整天都是战惊恐惧。
Every day, we're living in fear.
啊，没有碰啊，就
他自己觉得还不错、啊、
And if we did not touch certain things, we felt pretty good.
只要一碰了，那都是垂头丧气。
But if we do, we feel so discouraged.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们对真理并没有完全清楚的一个认识。
Now we did not have a clear understanding about the truth.
现在我们从主的话语里面很清楚地告诉我们。
And now from the word of God, we clearly see.
弟兄姊妹们，我们只要活在耶稣基督的里面。
That as long as we abide in Christ.
这就是我们得胜生活的秘诀。
That would be the secret of our overcoming life.
你记得约翰福音第14章30节有这样的话。
In the John, Gospel according to John chapter 14.
主说这世界的王将要来到。
He says the king of this world is to come.
但是他在我里面是毫无所有的。
But he is nothing within me.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，当我们什么时候一活在基督的这个世界的里面的时候呢
？So brother and sister, whenever we abide in Christ,
我们看见撒旦的权势就没有办法摸到我们。
You see that the power of the evil one has cannot touch us.
哇，这是何等的福气
！And that is tremendous blessing.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，And dear brothers and sisters,
我们要把哥林多前书第一章三十节牢记在心。
We need to commit to memory 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30.
神使基督成为我们的圣洁。
That God had made Christ to become our righteousness, our holiness.
所以从此之后
And from then on,
我们再也不以自己的行为为夸口。
We no longer boast in our own behavior.
所以夸口的当指着主夸口。
But we boast in the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是今天我们过属灵生活的真理上面一个非常坚固的根基，非常重要的认识。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, that is a firm foundation and very important knowledge in our Christian belief.
如果在这个方面我们还不能够看见、不能清楚的认识。
If we cannot truly and clearly see this truth,
那么在你属灵的生活里面碰到圣洁的事情的时候，你人就是会非常的困惑。
And then you will be very confused when you try to live a life of holiness.
会叫你的生活起伏的非常的厉害。
Your life will be in such a up and down.
所以我们要感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
主不仅救了我们。
Not only He saved us.
现在他也住在我们的里面。
Now He abides in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要与他之间能够有亲密的连接。
And therefore, we need to have this clear, close connection with Him.
啊，自然的，主的圣洁从你的生活中就会显露出来。
Then naturally, the holiness of the Lord will be manifested through your daily lives.
好，我想我们现在把圣经中关于圣洁生活重要真理的这一面，我们把它讲了啊。
And now we have finished talking about the truth aspect of truth regarding holiness in the
Bible. 我们刚才说到。啊，圣洁是一个本质，不是一个行为的问题。
Previously we talked about holiness is not a behavior but a nature.
但是真理总是有它平衡的一面。
And there is always a balanced side to a truth.
因为圣洁的生活是有行为上的一个表现。
Because there is manifestation, outward manifestation of life of holiness.
在基督徒追求这个成圣的经历里面。
That in the pursuit of sanctification.
请我们记得一个很重要的原则。
We need to remember, commit to memory a principle.
就是我们在神的恩典中有当尽的责任。
That in the grace of God, we have our own responsibilities.
我们晓得你称义啊，你是因信神就被称义，这个你不需要付任何代价。
We know that we are justified by believing Him, and you don't need to pay any price for that.
但是在追求圣洁的生活上面来讲的话呢
？But in pursuit of the life of holiness,
我们有一点的责任要尽。
We have some responsibility.
那么。这个责任乃是在神的恩典中来尽责。
But it is to do our duty in the grace of God.
啊，这个我们在主的跟前必须要负的责任。
And that is our responsibility before the presence of God.
啊，那这里呢，至少我想有四个重要的点啊，我和弟兄姊妹一点交通。
And there are very four important points that I'd like to share with you.
第一个呢，我想我们需要依靠主的宝血的洁净。
And first of all, we need to be cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord.
因为在我们的生活中总是会有很多的失败。
Because inevitably there will be failures in our lives.
啊，有的时候在这个世界中我们会沾染的一些的这些污秽的东西。
And sometimes we will be in touch with something that's unclean.
今天这个世界真是越来越污秽呀。
You know, this world has become more and more, corrupt.
有的东西呢，不是你故意要去碰的，它来救济你的。
It is sometimes things which just come to you.
有的东西呢，不是你要看的，你一张开眼就看见。
And sometimes you do not see it purposely, but it's just right before your eyes.
啊，今天电脑各样各样的杂志报章，这个一掀开你就看见，你没办法。
And it's inevitably when you turn on the computer or open up the newspaper magazine, you will just see it.
我们实在是生活在一个非常可怕的时代。
We are living in such a dreadful age.
也可以说是一个极其污秽的一个时代。
It is a very, very corrupt world.
我们要感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
这时候你会越过越觉得主的血的宝贵。
And more and more you will treasure the preciousness of the blood of the Lord.
所以若是我们有了这些失败，被这些玷污。
And once you're, become unclean because of these things.
你要持有一个重要的态度。
And you have there's a very important attitude you should have.
要悔改，要悔改。
To repent.
悔改就是马上转向主的自己。
To repent is to turn to the Lord Himself.
然后要恳求主耶稣基督的血来做洁净的工作。
And when they ask the cleansing, of the Lord Jesus.
啊，所以这是神给我们一个极大的一个恩典。
And that is a tremendous grace that Jesus gave us.
这也是你在神的恩典中当尽的责任。
And that is our responsibility in the grace of God.
就是你需要悔改。
It is to repent.
你需要回转。
That we need to return.
你需要去求主。
We need to, ask for it.
第二个点。
And secondly,
这里告诉我们呢，我们需要活在灵的里面。
We need to dwell in the spirit.
什么时候你活在灵的里面？
Whenever you live in the spirit,
弟兄姊妹们，那个都是圣洁的。
And that will be holy.
在彼得前书告诉我们。
In 1 Peter, it tells us,
彼得告诉那散居在各处的圣徒。
Peter was telling all these Christians that were scattered everywhere,
提醒他们。
And he reminded them
要拣选我们,
how the Father had chosen us,
并且借着灵使我们成为圣洁,
that he has sanctified us through the Spirit.
啊，所以我们要注意基督徒的灵的这个光景。
And we need to pay attention to the condition of our spirit.
然后在帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章十三节有这样的话说。
And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2,
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第十三节啊。
Verse 13.
我们读一下。
Let's read it together.
主所爱的弟兄们啊，我们本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动成为圣洁，能以得救。
But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers, loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth.
我们知道当我们一蒙恩得救之后
We know that once we're saved,
我们基督徒的灵活过来了
Our spirit becomes alive,
圣灵就住在我们的灵里面
And the Holy Spirit dwells within our spirit
所以今天呢，你要过这个圣洁的生活呢，你要靠着圣灵在里面给你的感动
And therefore to live a life of holiness you need to walk according to the anointing of the Holy Spirit
当你能顺服圣灵在你里面的感动他的引导的时候
When you submit yourself to anointing and the leading of the Holy Spirit within you
你就知道如何活在基督里
Then you will know how to abide in Christ
这样的你的光景自然能活出那个圣洁
Then your life will manifest holiness
所以这句话就是告诉我们
And this particular verse tells us,
弟兄姊妹，基督徒要活在灵里面，就是圣洁。
And to, for Christians to live in the spirit, it would be holiness.
因此它有个意义告诉我们，活在魂里面，活在体里面，都是不洁净的。
And therefore, it would be unclean to live within your flesh, within your emotions, your soul.
任何天然的感情。
Any natural emotions,
好，我们天然的决定。
Our natural, decisions,
我们天然的思想。
Our concepts,
弟兄姊妹们，这个都是不洁净的东西。
All these are unclean.
当然，你活在身体的欲望里面，那更是不洁净。
Of course, it would be even so if you live according to the lusts of your flesh.
所以，当我们能活在灵里面的时候
，But when we abide in the spirit,
神的灵在我们里面引导我们，顺着圣灵而过生活的时候
，And when the Spirit of God guides us, and when we surrender to it,
哎，自然你的魂、你的体都 能够蒙保守。
And naturally, your flesh, your soul will be preserved.
所以这个第二方面告诉我们要活在灵里面。
So secondly, we need to abide in the spirit.
这是我们今天在恩典中所当尽的责任。
And that is our responsibility in the grace of God.
我们基督徒要学习怎样活在灵的当中。
And we as Christians need to learn how to live in the spirit.
第三件事情。
And thirdly,
我想弟兄姊妹们打开这个约翰一书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter
2. 我们读十五节到十七节。
Verses 15 through 17.
这里说不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
The world and its desires pass away, but a man who does the will of God lives forever.
这里牵涉到的一个就是爱世界的问题。
And here it talks about loving the world.
那弟兄姊妹们，你要仔细的读啊。
And you need to read this very carefully.
啊，约翰告诉我们。
And John tells us,
不要爱世界。
John says, do not love the world.
这个跟我们在地上用世界的事物有一个区别。
And that is that there's a difference between not loving the world and using, utilize the things of this world.
这个意思是说呢，今天你活在这个世界中，你不可能不用这些东西的。
What it means is inevitable that we would need to utilize things of this world.
有的时候呢，好像神也把这些物质外面的东西当作祝福赐给我们。
And sometimes it seems that God gives us such material blessings.
但是请你记得。
But please remember.
圣经要求的不要爱。
What the Bible requires is do not love.
圣经没有说不能用啊。
God never says do not use.
如果不能用我们就麻烦了。
And we will be in trouble if we can't use them.
那除非就是你一得救主就把你提走了啊。
Unless once you're saved and you are taken up in heaven.
因为你留在这个世界上你不可能不用这些东西的。
Because it would be inevitable for us not to use things of this world.
但是我们的麻烦是什么呢？
But what is our trouble?
有时候不是用是爱啊。
Sometimes our trouble comes from loving these things.
什么时候你去爱上这些东西的时候，你就麻烦了。
And it would be a troublesome if we be found love with.
所以，尤其像我们要过圣洁的生活。
So for us to live a life of holiness.
如果今天人要求我们这个也不可以碰，那个也不可以碰，那我们就真的是非常非常的为难了。
And it would be very difficult if a man were to require us not to do this or touch that.
弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神。
And brothers and sisters, we need to thank the Lord.
神有他的方法和他的路带领我们。
And God has His way and His method in leading us.
这里的爱这个字。
And the word love in this particular verse.
它圣经的原文就是用 agape 这个字，用神圣的爱。
And it is the original Greek language is agape.
啊，那个爱呢，就是一种无悔的，是一种专一的爱。
It is agape love is a love of commitment. It's a love of it's a committed love.
啊，比方说弟兄姊妹，我们在这个世界中，我们需要用钱，对不对？
And for example, we need to use money.
神把钱给你是用的。
And God gave us money to be used.
但是呢，你如果爱上了钱就麻烦。
But it would be troublesome if you found love with money.
啊，所以有的人爱钱爱得无悔无怨。
So some people have committed love to money.
如果有的人的爱钱爱得很专一，变成守财奴了。
And if it's so committed to a point, they become a person who just holding on to their wealth.
你用是圣洁的。
And to use the money is okay, it's holy.
你爱就不圣洁了。
But to love, it is not holy.
区别就在这里。
That is the difference.
所以约翰告诉我们说不要爱世界。
Therefore Paul says, do not love the world.
今天主如果给我们很漂亮的衣服我们穿没有问题，你穿。
It is okay that when God gives us a very beautiful garment to wear.
但是你爱得不得了，那就不行了。
But if you fall in love with the garments, then it is not good.
主给你很好的房子，给好的车子，照样用，没有问题。
And if the Lord grants you a wonderful house or car, just use it.
但是你爱上这些东西，弟兄姊妹，就不 就不对了。
And it would not be right if we fell in love with these possessions.
因为这个神圣的爱只应该归给我们的天父的。
Because such holy love can only be given to our heavenly Father.
就现在呢，你把对天父的那个专一的感情转移了，转到别的事物上去了。
And if you turn that your committed love from Father to other things.
弟兄姊妹们，这个就会把你陷在一种不圣洁的一种生活的里面。
And you will sink in a life that is unholy.
啊，所以我们永远要把我们的爱归给我们天上的父亲。
Therefore, forever we need to give our love to our Father in heaven.
所以你看旧约的这些大先知们啊，大祭司啊，他头上都要挂一个牌子，叫归耶和华为圣，对吧？
So in the Old Testament, you see those high priests have a plaque on them that says "Holy to the Lord."
这个说明我们今天在侍奉中间呢，我们要以神为念。
And speak of in our services, we need to be mindful of God.
我们的心思意念要完全被分别为圣。
Our mind need to be separated, to be sanctified.
因为你的心思意念如果不被分别为圣的话呢？
If your thoughts is not sanctified,
你的生活要脱离这些世界对你的影响就很困难。
And then it would be hard for us to be living a life of holiness.
所以我们永远把我们的心归给我们天父。
Therefore, forever we give our hearts to our heavenly Father.
绝不容许任何的东西东西来占有啊父在我们心中的地位。
We will not allow anything to take place of our Father in heaven in our hearts.
圣经告诉我们说，不要爱世界。
Therefore, the Bible says, "Do not love the world."
和世界上的事。
And everything that's in the world.
约翰已经告诉我们，世界和世上事都要过去的。
Because everything in it will pass away.
所以弟兄姊妹们。今天我们活在今天这样一个时间时代的里面。
And the brothers and sisters, for us to live in such an age.
我们如果要过圣洁的生活。
If we need to live a life of holiness.
我们知道如何运用这个原则。
And that would be our principle.
我有一件事呢，我也觉得需要提醒我们大家。
But one thing I want to remind all of us.
因为我们人呢，我们是有这个，感觉的啊。
Because we have emotions.
有很多时候我们对某些东西会很喜欢。
And sometimes we particularly like something.
那么在喜欢的事情上你要小心。
And be careful what you like.
啊，如果你喜欢的太过分的话，就会变成爱。
If you like it to an extent, so much so that you would become love.
啊，不，神没有说你完全不要喜欢啊。
God never said don't like it.
但是你喜欢的太多的话，你可能会变成爱。
But if you like it so much, it would become love.
凡是你做一件事情呢，做到最后你开始着迷了，有点着迷了，那么你就要小心了。
And whenever you commit to something and become so infatuated with it, then be very careful.
啊，我们的生活中有很多东西会叫我们着迷的。
Because there is very common in our lives.
啊，像我们年轻人很喜欢打球啊，喜欢看球啊，开头很喜欢，喜欢，到最后就着迷了，对吧？
Like some young people who like to play balls and then watch basketballs and then to a point of infatuation.
啊，到最后就爱得不得了了。
And you have fell in love with it.
啊，今天要聚会。
And if there were a meeting today,
但是有一个重要的球赛,
but there is a ball game that's very important,
你就会产生麻烦,
and you will have a trouble deciding.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，我就说，有的时候你看看球赛，并不是一个什么犯错误的事情。
So it is okay, it's not a mistake, a sin to watch a baseball, a ball game.
而说你看球赛看到一个地步啊，这个聚会也不聚了，也不服侍了，弟兄姊妹，那个就有问题了。
But it would be a problem if you watch it to a point that you do not come to meeting or in service.
啊，在我们生活中有很多的事情都是这样的。
And that is, so it's true with many different aspects of our lives.
啊，比方我举个例子给你们听。
Let me give you another example.
我很多年前我很喜欢唱歌啊。
Many years ago, I like singing.
那么我也去找老师学唱歌。
I had a sought after private instructors.
哎，唱到有一天呢，我就发现呢，我开始有点着迷了。
And one day I realized I was so infatuated with singing.
甚至有时候晚上呢，我睡觉做梦的时候啊，梦的变成哎。我变成个歌唱家了。
And then sometimes my dream I turn into a singer.
哇，我的这个整天呢，这个只要眼睛一张开，那嘴巴就在唱了。
And as long as I open my eyes, I would start singing. Singing.
因为呢，不知不觉这个东西进来了。
And because unknowingly these things enter in my heart.
所以有一天我就觉得不对了。
And one day I realized this is not right.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，我们要很小心。
And we need to be very careful.
有些东西你开头是喜欢的。
In the beginning, sometimes you might begin to like something.
但是你喜欢到过度的时候，就会变成爱。
But if you love it, like it too much, it will become love.
我想这是在我们生活中间的一点点的提醒。
And that is just a reminder in our daily living.
所以我们对世界上的事情可以用，但是不要爱啊。
Therefore, we can use the things of this world, but do not love it.
这也是我们今天在恩典中，在主的恩典中当尽的一个责任。
And that is our responsibility, in the grace of God.
第四个点。
And fourthly, lastly,
我想请弟兄姊妹看帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
帖前第四章。第三节和第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。
It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable.
第五节，不放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。
Verse 5, not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God.
然后第七节和第八节
Verses 7 and 8
神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽乃是要我们成为圣洁所以那弃绝的不是弃绝人乃是弃绝那赐圣灵给你们的神
For God did not call us to be impure but to live a holy life Therefore he who rejects this instruction does not reject man but God who gives you his Holy Spirit
所以使徒保罗这里的话很清楚
Therefore what Paul has said is very clear
神的旨意是要叫我们成为圣洁
It is God's will for us to live a holy life
所以弟兄姊妹因此基督徒要追求圣洁的生活
Therefore Christians need to pursue a life of holiness
这里他特别告诉我们要用圣洁和尊贵守着自己的身体
Here particularly it says need to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable
弟兄姊妹为什么要守呢
Why do you need to preserve your body?
因为我们这个身体里面充满了很多邪情私欲的欲望在里面
Because within this flesh there's so much lust
如果你守不住它的话呢
If you cannot preserve it, control it
很可能你会落到一个可怕的情况里面
And very possible you would be fallen into a very dreadful condition
特别在奸淫的事情上面
Especially on sexual immorality
这是神所恨恶的东西
It is what God hates
所以弟兄姊妹们神已经拯救我们
And brothers and sisters God has saved us
我们基督徒的身体是非常的尊贵
And our body as a Christian is very honorable
所以要学习用圣洁把它守住它
Therefore we need to control it in a way that is honorable and holy
我们知道人类的头一个堕落就是因为守不住了对吧
You know that the first sin of a fallen man is because they did not control their body
亚当夏娃神把他摆在伊甸园里面就是让他守不住
And Adam and Eve cannot do it in the Garden of Eden
不仅要我们守住
Not only to control it
然后呢神要我们不要去沾染那些污秽
And God doesn't want us to be in touch with these unclean things.
不要弃绝神给我们的这个圣洁的思想。
Do not forsake the thoughts of holiness that God has given to us.
所以一个人当他一蒙恩得救之后
And therefore when one is saved,
他就应该有追求圣洁的思想。
He should have a thought wanting to pursue the life of holiness.
因为我们的神是圣洁的。
Because our God is holy.
所以我们也应该圣洁。
Therefore we need to be holy.
那今天呢神已经把他的儿子赐给我们
And today God has given us his son
神让基督成为我们的圣洁
That Christ has become our holiness
所以我们最重要的我们是要活在基督里
Therefore so importantly that we need to abide in Christ
当我们能够活在基督里
Because when we're able to abide in Christ,
或者我们能把基督活出来，
or to live out Christ,
弟兄姊妹，那在神的眼中看就是圣洁。
Then in God's eyes, it is holy.
那么在这个圣洁的生活里面，
that in this life of holiness,
我们能够跟神之间没有间隔。
And we will not have any a distance between we and God.
我们可以自由地亲近神。
We can freely come and to His presence.
我们可以享受他的同在。
To enjoy His presence.
也享受在他里面所有一切的丰盛。
To enjoy all the abundance. In His presence.
所以非圣洁人不能见神。
Therefore, without holiness, no one will see God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为基督的圣洁。
And because of the holiness of Christ,
我们可以时刻见神。
We can moment by moment, we can come before God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
And brothers and sisters,
在属灵的生活里面，
that in our spiritual life,
圣洁的生活是非常重要的一个生活。
The life of holiness is a very important practice.
愿主保守我们。
May the Lord preserve us.
在主回来的之先，
Now before His second coming,
在这个污秽的世界里面，
and in this corrupt world, vile world,
我们不仅能保守自己，能够有圣洁的生活，
Not only we're able to control and preserve ourselves to have a live a life of holiness,
也能为主耶稣基督做圣洁的见证。
It is also to be a witness for His holiness.
我们一起来唱一首诗歌好吗？
Let's sing a song together.
诗歌第二首。
Song number two.
这是先知以赛亚在异象中看见神的圣洁。
And this is what the prophet Isaiah saw, the holiness of the Lord in his vision.
听见沙拉弗呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。”
He heard the seraph cry out, "Holy, holy, holy."
他看见自己的不洁净。
And he saw his own uncleanness.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们需要在主的光中蒙这样的光照。
And we need to enlighten in such a way in the light of God today.
我们求主用他的血洁净我们。
We ask the Lord to cleanse us with His precious blood.
求主让我们能在他的圣洁中能够与他相会。
That we may be able to meet Him in His holiness.
我们唱第一节和第三节，好不好？
Let's sing stanzas 1 and 3.
我们请弟兄姊妹大家一同起立来唱。
Let's all stand up and sing. Father God, our hearts are so full of thanksgiving to you.
我们一同侍立在你的跟前。
As we all stand before you.
从深处把敬拜归给你。
We offer to you from the depth of our hearts the worship of our hearts.
因为你在这个污秽的世界中拯救了我们。
Because you have saved us from this vile world.
我们知道我们是一个污秽的人。
We know that we're an unclean person.
我们从头到脚没有一处的圣洁。
From head to our toe, nowhere we are holy.
我们是不配来朝见你的。
We are unworthy to come before you.
感谢你。
But we thank you.
你差遣你的儿子耶稣基督。
For you have sent your son Jesus Christ.
那样圣洁尊贵的主。
It is a Lord of holiness and so honorable.
道成肉身来到这个污秽的世界。
Has become the flesh and to come in this world.
并且借着救恩。
That through your salvation.
把你自己荣耀尊贵圣洁的性情赐给了我们。
And you're giving us your nature of holiness and glory.
父啊，我们是你的儿女。
Father, we are your children.
是圣洁的族类。
We are a holy nation.
我们理当在地上被你分别为圣。
And we need to be sanctified by you.
父啊，让我们永远记得。
Lord, help us to forever remember.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
Our God is a holy God.
所以我们也应当圣洁。
Therefore, we need to be holy as well.
我们求你以你的恩典保守你儿子的教会。
Lord, we ask you to preserve the church of your son.
在今天这个污秽败坏的世界中。
In this world of corruption today.
能够做分别为圣的见证。
That we may be a testimony, a witness for your sanctification.
父，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因着你使你的儿子成为我们的圣洁。
And because your son has become our holiness.
所以今天我们可以自由地来亲近你。
Therefore, today we may come before you so freely.
并且在你的面光中享受你的同在。
And to enjoy your presence.
也享受你在他里面给我们一切的祝福。
And to enjoy all the abundant blessings in Jesus.
我们只有俯伏敬拜你。
Lord, we bow before you and we worship you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Answer our prayers, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.